From Potter's Field by Patricia Cornwell. And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. From the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 10. He walked with sure steps through snow, which was deep in Central Park, and it was late now, but he was not certain how late. Toward the Ramble, rocks were black beneath stars, and he could hear and see his breathing, because he was not like anybody else. Temple Galt had always been magical, a god who wore a human body. He did not slip as he walked, for example, when he was quite certain others would. And he did not know fear. Beneath the bill of a baseball cap, his eyes scanned. In the spot, and he knew precisely where it was, he squatted, moving the skirt of a long black coat out of the way. He set an old army knapsack in the snow, and held his bare, bloody hands in front of him. And though they were cold, they weren't impossibly cold. Galt did not like gloves unless they were made of latex, which was not warm either. He washed his hands and face in soft new snow, then patted the used snow into a bloody snowball. This he placed next to the knapsack, because he could not leave them.